to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello everyone and welcome to this special edition of Rant EM Radio. This is our coverage, network coverage of the AFC and NFC Conference Championship games. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Well, one of your hosts for this evening. Waiting on Surfer to get on the line with us. You can too. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the show. Get your thoughts and opinion about the game earlier. Get your thoughts and opinion about the game right now. We're going to delve into all of that. Possibly some news and rumors and conjecture that I've heard over the past few hours over the National Football League. Again, you guys, that number is 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Earlier this afternoon, we saw one team qualify, punch their Super Bowl ticket in, and that was, to my chagrin, the New England Patriots. You know what? It's too easy to just get started on this. I'm not going to do it. New England wins 24-20. Good game. Good game by both teams. Jacksonville did have a lead going into the fourth quarter, going to the second half, rather. Had a 10-point lead before New England goes 14 straight after Jacksonville kicked the field goal. Jacksonville did have a chance at the end, but the pass got knocked down. Guys, New England wins again, 24-20, and they're heading to the big game. And who will they face? Over from the NFC, most likely it's going to be your Philadelphia Eagles. They're up right now 38-7 over the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm kind of shocked by that. But as they said on the broadcast earlier, the Saints did prove that Minnesota defense is human. And I think Xavier Woods got hurt. Someone else from the secondary got hurt today as well. So they're not playing full strength. And Case Keenum's not playing a very good game at all. So, again, Philadelphia is leading right now in this contest 38-7. Looks like they're going to carry this out. It's in the fourth quarter. 14 minutes and 10 seconds left. You guys can get on in. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Let me see very quickly. He may be paying attention to this too. Surfer's got to be loving this. He's got to be loving this one. Both sides of the house. He's got to be loving this. New England made it. Philly's winning. So Surfer's just got to be ecstatic when he's on the air. He'll probably be drunk when we get him on there. He'll probably be drunk when we get him on the air. You know Rage is gonna call in. You know Rage gotta call in. Hey, we're Super Bowl bound, baby. We're Super Bowl bound. Whatever. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Let me see real quick if I can get a hold of Surfer right now. We agreed at 9 o'clock. And, okay. Let me see if I can get him in here real quick. Let's type it in. Get him on. There we go. Hopefully Surfer will be able to come on right now. Throughout his drunken stupor, so to speak. Because, you know, he's got to be this. He's got to be loving this. He's from the Philadelphia area, so he's got to be loving this. Both his teams are in it. Excuse me, guys. Zero penalties called on the Patriots on either side of the football, and that kind of, that was amazing to me. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Let me see if I can get Surfer on the line right now. Come on, Surfer. Come on through, buddy. Let's see if I can get Surfer on the line. What is wrong with my Skype? I don't need any technical difficulties right now. Hold on, Surfer. I'm trying to get to you, man. Really, man? Let me see. Come on. Alright, give me a second. Let me close out Skype. And we'll get started again. I understand that in some people's mind, he's just not the greatest. He's just not the greatest of all time to me. You know, and forgive me for being old-fashioned, but I still think, man, Joe Montana's the man. Never threw a pick, never lost. Now, Brady Bender, more of course. Is it more of a passing? Is this more of a passing league now than it was before, back in Montana's day? Yes, but I still think that Joe Montana is the best of all time. Let me see if I can get Surfer back real quick. See if I can get him on. Surfer. Surfer.
Hello.
What's up, man?
I'm ready. Are you co-host? With celebration.
We're on the air right now, sir. How are you today?
I'm good.
Are you drunk
yet? No, I'm good.
Are you drunk yet?
Drunk?
Yes.
I saved that too. I'll save that for 2 weeks.
You guys can jump in with us too. 706-993-4606 is the number to call in. Surfer, mm-hmm. since they're your boys, I'm going to give you a minute to go ahead and celebrate and tell the fans what you were thinking about that football game.
Well, you know, as I'm watching the game, dealing with my analytical football mind, you know, I wasn't sweating it too much. As long as the game never got more than 10 points, I had nothing. I knew there was nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. And, okay, so, you know, they did the... They deferred, you know, because they wanted to put their defense out there to try to, you know, demoralize the crowd and the other team. And, you know, they held them to 3 points, and it's like they're celebrating, and they didn't do shit first time they had the ball. But then, you know, they scored, and, you know, the crowd got a little quiet. And then, you know, they scored again. And that second one was, you know, that was a strong drive they put together.
Yes, it was.
But, you know, you make a mistake, Tom Brady's going to make you pay. And they made a mistake. He drove them downfield. And it was 10-14. So, at that point, the game's close. Uh-huh. It, you know, listen, you think that their defense can hold like that? But not in Gillette Stadium. Not this point in Tom Brady's career. So, and then the defense of the Patriots only held them to help Jacksonville to 6 points in the second half. So it was, like I said, it was only a 10 points difference. And I knew as long as it stayed 10 or less, Patriots had a good chance of coming back, which they did. And experience played a part, because you look at the difference in the fouls called in that game. You know, Jacksonville, they had a lot of fouls that cost them. And
but it's very rare, Surfer. It's very rare that you have a team with no flags on either side of the football for a whole game. That's very rare.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But it happens where both teams can have little calls against them, but the calls that Jacksonville was getting, you know, that was a team not ready for prime time. You know, they was a little overconfident. You know, they just figured, you know, we stomped Pittsburgh last week. We're probably going to stomp, you know, we up on New England. We're going to stomp them too now. And it came down to it. And the Patriots took the lead. Or no, when the Patriots was coming back and they were down 17-20, mm-hmm. Bill was like, "All right, Blake, let's see if you can really do it." And he showed he couldn't do it.
Well, let's delve into the stats of the game to see who led who, how things went down. You talked about the guy who you believe is the GOAT, Tom Brady.
You can be a GOAT denier all you want. You know, there's plenty of people that deny stuff in this world. But numbers don't lie. Neither do accomplishments.
You, Surfer. Tom Brady, 26-38 for 290 yards and 2 touchdowns. Blake Bortles, who played an excellent game in his own right, 23-36 for 293 yards and a touchdown.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, hey, they're going to do this because of Jacksonville's defense, right? They got the defense to do it. Well, when you figure they gave up 42 points last week, and then all the experts, like, you know, you watch Skip and Shannon, and you watch, First Take, and you watch
Stephen A. and Max.
First Things First. They were all saying the same thing.
You watch First Things First?
Yeah.
Hell no. I can't stand it right.
Yeah, I don't got a problem with it. I didn't know him before that show. But they all were saying the same thing. Mm. For Jacksonville to win, they'd have to score at least 24 points. And I'm damn sure they didn't score 24 points.
Sure didn't. Leading receiver for Jacksonville was Allen Hurns. 6 receptions for 80 yards. For the Patriots was Brandon Cook. 6 receptions for 100 yards. Danny Amendola, 2 TDs. Got 7 receptions for 84 yards. Leading rusher for the Patriots was Deion Lewis. No shock there. 9 attempts for 34 yards. Leonard Fournette leads the Jacksonville Jaguars in rushing. 24 attempts, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. TJ Yeldon played a role. 5 attempts, 25 yards. So they just fell short. And the future is bright for them.
You can't assume that. Everybody's assumed that because they made it to the AFC Championship game as a young team.
As a young team, Surfer.
Right. I know it's a young team.
How can you hate on Jacksonville?
I'm not. You gotta let me talk.
Okay.
I'm making sense.
Okay.
It's because they're a young team. They look good. Doesn't mean they're going to take this loss the right way. You know, it could affect them going into the future. You know, maybe taking this loss, they were like, look, we was close. Let's work harder next year going into camp and so forth. Maybe they don't get over it. You know, I remember a team that used to be in San Diego. And they were young, and they had talent everywhere. And they lost to New England in the championship game. And they were never the same after that.
Kept losing to New England, too.
Huh?
Kept losing to New England, too.
No, but this was that's when they was 13-3.
Uh-huh. That was
New England, and Marty Schottenheimer got fired.
Yep. Yep. And they just never been the same. All right, so let me ask you this. Over in NFC, so do you think as long as Tom Brady is running things at the helm with Belichick, the AFC will always be New England's? You don't see anybody stepping up to the...
Can't say that. We don't know what's going to happen with players and so forth, you know. You thinking, you know, probably going to lose coordinators.
Yeah.
You know, if the things were true about...
Patricia.
Belichick being angry that Kraft made him get rid of Garoppolo. That he was going to, like, walk, you know, leave the team high and dry after the two coordinators leave also?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows if that's true or not? Maybe, you know, maybe they'll just give Bill some money or shut the fuck up. But,
he'll just shut the hell up. Knows a little bit of money, he'll just shut the hell up. Let's talk about the game we got going on right now. We got the Philadelphia Eagles beating up on the Minnesota Vikings 38-7. I said earlier, Surfer, you got to be in heaven right now. Living in Philly with the Eagles winning, you got to be
in heaven.
You got to be in heaven right now.
No, look, I gave up being an Eagles fan a long time ago.
I'm just saying, though.
You know why I gave up being an Eagles fan?
Why?
When they let Jeremiah try to walk the first time.
Yeah. I feel you on that. He was a good player.
They lost that game against Tampa Bay. They never should have lost. It wouldn't have lost had he been on the field to stop that 76-yard touchdown run.
He was a good player, too. He was a damn good player.
And he didn't want to pay nobody back then. So.
Uh-uh. Nope.
You can't be cheap unless you win. And it's going to be funny that Eagles... they're going to have players on their team that was in the Super Bowl last year, too.
True that. True that. Well, again.
Yeah, but it's going to be 2004 all over again. It's going to look close. It's not going to be close.
The only thing of... 38-7 still. Got about 9-11 left to go in the fourth quarter.
It's not, you know what, man? You'd have to score, like, touchdowns in, like, a matter of seconds.
Bunches.
And the defense had to have, like, two or three pick six.
Yep.
In a row.
Yep.
And you had to have, like, a kickoff return.
To have a shot at this lead. Are you at least shocked that Philadelphia is playing the way that they've been playing today?
I'm shocked at the score. But it's not... It's not all Philadelphia dominating. It's Minnesota coming up short.
Yeah.
You know, because their offense should be doing better. And, you know, their defense is supposed to be one of the best in the league, right? Supposed to be the best in the league, right?
Second best. Second rated. I think it was the first rated defense in the league, yes.
So, it seemed like as soon as Nick Foles started throwing that deep ball downfield, Minnesota didn't answer. They didn't patch that up. They still allowed him to throw downfield. Did you see that one bomb to Jeffries?
Yep.
Down the middle?
Yep.
I mean, that was just ridiculous.
You know, sir, I think that this is the first time I've ever seen that when you have two teams, now it's a little different scenario with Jacksonville, but I've never seen a team that came out with really no second half adjustments. Jacksonville had no second half adjustments at all.
Most teams don't have an adjustment in the second half because they don't know what adjustments New England is going to make. And New England makes adjustments on the fly. It's not like they have a pre-planned adjustment. They look at how the first half went. All right, so we're going to do this instead. We're going to do that instead.
Well, the Vikings haven't made any adjustments on either side of the ball either.
Every team ain't built that way. Every team ain't capable of it. Some teams have to. They can only stick to their game plan. And some teams can make some adjustments, but do you know another team that can totally make adjustments like New England do in the second half of a game when things are going wrong for them?
Who?
How they'll change up their entire defense and their entire offense?
Who?
New England. Do you know any other team does that?
No. Not to that extent. You saw it a little bit last week with the Saints when they made those adjustments to come back in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But they
couldn't run the ball, so they relied on Drew Brees' arm, and he's capable.
And you
see Minnesota now. This is a weakness that may go forward with them. You know, people can see if you can hold off their rush long enough, you can beat them downfield.
Yep. I just think, you know, you didn't see Minnesota do any type of adjustments this game. You didn't see Jacksonville doing it in the second half. All right, let me ask you this. Let's go ahead and put this to bed. Philly's going to win this game. So, with Philly winning the football game, we got Philly versus the New England Patriots for the Super Bowl. Now, give me a scenario to where the Patriots can win, and give me a scenario to where the Eagles can win.
Well, the Patriots, their scenario, of course, is, you know, Gronk can come back. Gronk can come back from this that hit. He should be able to recover in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Hopefully, you know, you never know with concussions. Sometimes take longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Eagles got anybody on their defense that can answer him personally. And then, you know, probably get a heavy dose of James White. I was wondering why you didn't see him much in the first half. I was like, I was kind of like, maybe he's hurt that he wasn't playing that often. But he got some play in the second half. Maybe they saving him for the big game. They did last year.
Right.
The Eagles, it had to be a supreme effort for the defense. I'm not saying the offense wouldn't score that game, but I doubt they putting up 38 points.
Yeah,
and
I'd
you know
be there.
they definitely need to put up that 24 point in order to be in the game. Nick Foles, I don't know. Maybe he's warming up, and he's finally getting his legs under him, or maybe he just this is just a blip in what he can do in 2 weeks from now. Is that an interception?
That's an interception, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, I got a longtime Vikings fan. He texted me in the first half of the New England game.
Was it Phil?
No, somebody I grew up with.
Okay.
And, you know, he's talking about my team's choking, and I'm getting phone calls and everything. And I told them all, you know, a little early to be gloating.
That's why I didn't say that.
No, I saw what you wrote on Facebook, or what do you think?
Yeah, because I got all three of you Patriot fans in one place. Mm-hmm. I know three Patriots fans, you, Rage, and a coworker.
You know,
he loves the Patriots.
People, don't gloat the goat. Don't gloat the goat.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people may see him as the goat. I won't agree, but
what's it take? What's it take for you to Does it have to be 5 years after his career over to sit there and you think back and say, yeah, he was the GOAT? Or you just never want to, you just want to be blind out of bitterness and hatred?
Don't want to be bitterness and blind, but I just think Montana was better.
Oh, Montana was better, huh? So Montana doesn't have as many playoff wins, let alone Super Bowl wins, let alone Super Bowl appearances, let alone passing yards.
Because he's retired. You have to take.
He's retired.
You have
it has to do with retirement.
Brady is still playing. The cement is not wet for Tom Brady. The cement is dry for Joe Montana.
Numbers set in stone is for Montana, Brady has surpassed him.
The man is 4-0 in Super Bowls, and he has not thrown a pick in the Super Bowl.
That's not the only stat that makes you the best. Listen, Brady has 11 more playoff wins than Joe Montana. Joe Montana has 16 playoff wins. Brady has 27, about to be 28. And he's going to play till he's 45. So, more wins, more Super Bowls.
I don't know about 45. You really think that man going to play until he's 45?
This is TB12. He got the TB12 method. He got the hot model wife.
Yes, he does.
Remember? He broke the Madden curse.
He did. I give him props for that, because he did not get hurt. So I give him props for that, unless he gets hurt in the Super Bowl.
No. The Madden curse is regular season. You know that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, man. Telling you. I still think that it's going to be a good game between these two teams, between the Patriots and the Eagles. I think it's going to be a good game. But in the end...
How would you hope it's a good game?
I just can't trust Nate Foles. Huh?
You hope it's a good game. Yeah. You don't want no game to be over by halftime.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good game, and right now, he's making me look dumb, but I don't trust Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
And then, what do you do as the Eagles if Nick Foles wins it?
Be shocked and amazed.
Do you let him compete for the starting job next year, or is it just Carson Wentz just gets it back no matter what?
I don't think, and I'm old school, I don't think you should lose your starting job to injury. So I think no matter what they do with Nick Foles.
In a lot of cases, I agree with that. But in some cases, like with Brady, you know, he led the team to the Super Bowl. So how was you going to go back to Bledsoe when the team was winning?
Right.
You know, so you think Minnesota should have went with Bridgewater when he came back?
No, because Bridgewater was still untested at that point. Bradford was hurt, so you pretty much had to stick with Keenum. There's special circumstances.
Right. Next year, who's the number one quarterback going into camp
for the Eagles? It should be Wentz. Not
for Minnesota.
Oh. It should be Keenum, because they're already talking about franchise tagging Keenum.
So, Teddy Bridgewater, you let him go? You trade him?
Nah, Teddy Bridgewater will be a backup. You let go of Sam Bradford.
Yeah, but, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, you know, how do you know he wants to be a backup?
You have to accept that role unless Keenum gets hurt. Because look what Keenum did.
Says who?
Look what Keenum did.
They was winning on the Bridgewater before he got hurt.
Not like with Keenum.
Yeah, because he got hurt.
Not like with Keenum.
No, they were winning games under him when he got hurt. And then the same thing under the other ball. So he got hurt last year.
With Bradford.
Bradford, yes. Yeah, Sam Bradford.
And I think he's the one you let go and you keep Keenum as your starter.
No, I don't think, if I'm him, I'm not doing that. If I don't get to compete for the starting job, you can release me or trade me.
They'll probably give him a chance to compete, but just because they give him a chance to compete...
Compete.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'll probably give him a shot to actively compete. and you make
what happens when he wins the starting job and you got Keenum at a franchise salary.
And see, that's the thing you have to be careful of, because if you think Keenum is your guy, you'll franchise him.
Okay, if you think he's your guy, mm-hmm. you go with him, mm-hmm. and you get something for Bridgewater. You know, before the draft. But what you it's that
get,
simple.
But what you gonna get for him though? A fourth, fifth round pick?
Huh?
What you gonna get for him? A fourth, fifth round pick? The man coming off an injury.
Doesn't matter. You get something for him.
So you say that they should, if you franchise tag Keenum, you go ahead and you trade Bridgewater.
Yeah, because why are you franchising him when, if you think you need to keep him, then you don't franchise him. You give him a contract.
So you will trade Teddy Bridgewater and keep Sam Bradford as the backup?
I didn't say I'm keeping Sam Bradford either. You know, who knows? Maybe he'll accept being a backup. I don't know.
He might. 38-7. We got about two minutes, 53 seconds to go in the fourth quarter before the Philadelphia Eagles are punching their ticket to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so we know. So we still won't have a home team playing in the Super Bowl.
Nope.
You know, I think Minnesota. They looked past this game. You know, because everybody says Foles. It's not like the Eagles' offense have been lighting it up since he took over. And you know, they had that comeback win against the Saints, uh-huh. and you know they shot the load. So look at Tom Brady, touchdown, Brable. Ain't gonna be no wide receivers with broken legs this game.
Nah, everybody's gonna be playing, man. Everybody gonna be playing.
Yo, blowing up the team afterwards. Look at the Eagles, man. You gotta be ashamed of yourself. See, you know, you look at New England, they have Super Bowl banners. Mm. He's got division winning banners.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they are the only team that haven't won a Super Bowl in modern day history.
No, that's not true.
What? The last time they went was against Oakland.
What do you mean they're the only team?
Huh?
They're the only team?
Well, I'm just saying, in modern day. Because you know you had the Redskins go, you had the Giants go.
You're talking about the NFC East,
right? In the NFC East, you had.
Yeah, be clear.
Yeah, in the NFC East. I'm sorry. In the NFC East, because the last time the Eagles went was what, that year against Oakland, back in the day.
The last time they went to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, they went in 2004.
against the Patriots then.
Yeah, and then before that year was 80 against. Just the Raiders, and the Raiders weren't supposed to beat them.
Yeah.
You know, every year that the Eagles have gone, they had the best record and lost.
That just set you up perfectly, sir.
3 minutes sets me up.
That set you up perfectly. They going. What's the scenario now? I got the best record and. They play the Patriots, and when every time they're going in as favorites, which I don't know if they'll be favorites in this game. You probably think New England would be favorites in this game.
So you know,
you think New England would be favorites in this game?
They are going to be favorites. Yeah,
they're going to be the favorites. So
listen, they're going to be favorites in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's not going to be like the, you know, some big point spread. But
what you think it's going to be? 6-7.
You know, 4 or 5. Yeah. It may move.
Yeah.
You know, once the injury reports come out. I mean, it was a. Wasn't it an 11-point spread in the AFC Championship game?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
So, if you took the points, I guess you won a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, like I said, man, you know, the Patriots. Eagle, we'll see. Is it a 2-week? Do you know if it's a 2-week or a 1-week turnaround? I think it's 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, the only time they had the last they had a 1 week turnaround was 9/11. Man, you know, they called off the first game of the season because of the 9/11. And then the other time was because of strikes. And one time they did it on purpose, and then that was a mistake.
Right.
You know, plus they had the Pro Bowl next week, which we won't be there. You know, no, won't be there. Will Gronk or the other two guys that made it. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, you know, they got a lot of Pro Bowlers. So they can, you know, they can win that and be happy with that. So.
Seriously, they get the consolation prize.
I do have to say though, man, football, man, they have like the corniest trophies when you win a Super Bowl, when you win a championship in the Super Bowl.
Oh, seems to be not quite final yet. Down to the last 2 minutes.
You wouldn't see a Gatorade bath on the Patriots sideline in a championship. Look at Lori, man.
Yep.
He's a fool. He's an idiot. He's dancing. You don't see Mr. Kraft doing that. The man has dignity. He stays up in his owner's box until after the victory, then he comes down and he congratulates his players. Sure. He sits and dances in the locker room, on the field and everything. That's what a dude would do did with Atlanta, you know, coming down, doing those dances. He came down to the field thinking this was his time, and right. He just watched his team just losing overtime. I'm surprised. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm surprised he didn't have like a stroke on the sideline at that point.
Oh, snap.
So, Foles, MVP is a championship game. What happened last year? They had like halftime shows for these games. They didn't do it this year.
They didn't do it this year. You're going to get one for
the they shouldn't have did it last year. It didn't make no sense.
See.
Well, Minnesota, win or lose, you still get to go home.
Yep. You just won't be playing.
Nope.
You just won't be playing. Got a minute left to go.
Everybody's winning, man. They celebrating.
Yeah, celebrating. Now, time clock's still going down, though.
Mm-hmm.
Man, 38-7. Jeez, didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I would have thought maybe, you know, like more of a score like last week.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like 17-7, something like that.
Right.
But when you saw them went up 21-7, I was like, geez. And when they hit 31, I'm like, oh yeah,
it's over.
I waited until they scored that last touchdown for. Called my friend because I was choking on something and I needed his help. I left him a message.
Oh my goodness. And look at this. It's a final.
Yeah.
It's final.
Three books. Minnesota, your luck has not changed. You know, they missed the field goal, you know. Denying Randall a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I remember that. Yep. You right. I remember that. Poor Chris Carter.
Yeah, you know. He's talking shit on TV.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, you know. He probably watched the game at the stadium tonight.
Yep. I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it. All right, let's see here.
Yeah, I gotta watch Good Morning Football too. You know, but yeah, Nate Burleson talking that shit. You know. I watch the NFL Network. You know, watch the game day live. And, you know, post shows. And you can tell what former players, in their opinion, it's not like, you know, it's not like a analytical opinion when it comes to the Patriots. It's just they hate the fact that they lost to the Patriots for many, many years, many, many years. So it's always they picked the other team, like Steve Smith Senior.
You know he got hate.
Mm-hmm. He stopped the Super Bowl, and then he got beat up in Baltimore.
Yep.
Then, like the players that, like, you know, played for Denver and won and stuff, they, you know, they got respect. You know, game recognized game. But anyway,
let's see here.
Where's the celebration music at, man?
I don't have any. Eagles defeat
of all the most of any franchise, 10th Super Bowl appearance for New England Patriots, and I've seen them all.
You've been a big fan for them all. Eagles defeat the Vikings 38-7. Really, not a lot to talk about from the Vikings' point of view. Case Keenum 28-48, 274 yards and one touchdown. McKinnon leads them in rushing, 10 carries, 40 yards. Over on the Philadelphia Eagles side, Nick Foles just making everybody shut up. 26-33 for 352 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jay Ajayi, 18 carries, 73 yards, 4.1 yards average. LeGarrette Blount did get that touchdown to get things sort of kind of rolling for the Eagles. Zach Ertz, great game for him as always. That's a weapon. 8 receptions for 93 yards. Alshon Jeffrey over from the Chicago Bears. 5 receptions, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. Torrey Smith coming over from the 49ers. 5 receptions, 69 yards, and 1 touchdown. So,
you know, the 49ers, they probably saying, damn, Torrey Smith walk. Now we got Jimmy GQ.
You know, Alshon Jeffrey, happy to get the hell out from Chicago.
But do you like that nickname, though?
What?
Jimmy GQ.
I was just wrapping my head around Jimmy G when you brought that one up. So,
well, I didn't make up the Jimmy GQ, but, you know. Yeah, I get the whole thing. The Q stands for quarterback, and GQ.
Oh, I cannot believe it.
See, in 2 weeks, Tom Brady won't have stitches on his hand. Then what's going to happen?
Yeah. I wasn't buying that anyway, though.
No, he got hurt. This is not bullshit.
I know he did. I'm looking at the cut right now. I'm looking at that right now. But I wasn't to the point where it was going to stop him from being effective.
Yeah. Look at dude. Tapping on his wrist like his time's up. You know, hey, time's up, all right. You see, man, they did. You know, you would agree they held Leonard Fournette in check for the most part.
They did. They did. A lot of those yards, a lot of those yards came up in the first half. Sorry.
No, what's that? Who's bothering me on Facebook?
Oh, a buddy of mine just hit me up. But yeah. Let me see. Okay, Captain Underpants is in the chat. Talking about rage. I don't understand what your thing with rage is. I really don't, Captain Underpants. I don't get it.
Well, you know, you don't got nothing else to play with, Captain Underpants, so what do you expect? You know, he lucky he no longer friends with me on Facebook, because he would have sent him pictures.
Oh, my goodness. We got Doom. Doom, you're in the house, man?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
We got you, man.
Well, yeah, I just got out of my dark corner crying because I don't want to see this damn Super Bowl.
Well, you know, hey, they leaked the image of who was supposed to be the Super Bowl when the Eagles said nope.
hey, them damn referees helped y'all ass out.
No, no, they didn't.
Dude, I've seen all types of...
Yeah, there was more calls that could have been made in that game that they let go.
On what? Y'all in? Because y'all only got one penalty against y'all the whole game.
No.
I mean, you got a referee congratulating Tom Brady after a touchdown pass.
Some interference calls they could have made that they let go.
What about when that the referee ran up to Tom Brady and congratulated him in the middle of the game?
You know.
What you got to say about that, sir?
I didn't see it, so...
Send them the photographic evidence, Will.
Okay, so go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so the ref, you know, he earned his money. What do you want me to say?
As long as you agree that was some BS.
Yeah, that's the only thing people can fall back on is they think this is all fixed for the New England. If that was the case. Why isn't it a total fix for Dallas?
Damn, nobody like damn the Cowboys, sir.
They're America's team. They're the biggest franchise in all sports.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't stand the Cowboys, but you know.
It's not that. It's the damn Eagles in the Super Bowl. I don't have a horse to root.
You're a Skins fan, you know? And I think they need to change their fucking mask, well, you know?
You go to hell. We ain't never going to change our damn team name, all right?
Why don't they just call them the Blackskins then, or the White Skins?
Hey, why are you bringing up my team's name? This ain't got a squat to do
you know what?
With your cheating ass team.
You know what? Team never gonna win with Dan Snyder's owner. How about that?
Okay. How about this? If y'all ain't paying off the team, paying off the referees, y'all won't win either.
Mr. Kraft got deep pockets. You know he got that old money.
At least Surfer don't deny to be cheating.
Yeah,
I got to give Surfer that. Like Surfer said, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So I got to give Surfer that.
But that was,
they used to be trying the hell out of those games, don't they?
I done seen some BS, boy. Just sitting there like, what's this?
Hey, bring that pillow in as tight as you can. That is the Patriots cheating. Yeah, stay, that pillow is comfortable, isn't it? It's better than the My Pillow. Now, who's calling me now? Hold on a second.
Oh, my goodness. So, Dylan, what kind of game do you think the Super Bowl is going to be?
I don't know. I might not even watch it, man.
What? What? Really?
Yeah. I hate the Eagles, though.
I get that, but you gotta watch the Super Bowl,
dude. Nah, I don't know, man.
I think it's going to be a good close game. I really think it will.
Yeah, you know, it's just NFC East love. I don't want to be stuck having to root for the damn Eagles, man.
Like I say, Nick Foles, he proved everybody wrong.
So. Oh, yeah, I mean, they played a good game. I just think the problem was...
my good friend on Facebook just said, I wonder what kind of deal Goodell has with the Pats to let them get away with all this. It must be a good one.
Yeah.
They had a pass called back for interference that shouldn't have been interference. And then
showing
the ref celebrating with the Pats after a TD.
Holding.
Easy TD for Jab, mistakenly blown dead, blatant holding was called. I mean, that's my only situation, my only issue with the Patriots today. Look, ain't nobody perfect. No one's perfect. Any team at any point can be called for holding. You mean to tell me the Patriots get called for one penalty all game? One. Nah, man. Nah, man. I don't care how much experience you got. You can call hold on every play if you wanted to. That was my only issue. Patriots win? Okay, that's fine. You know. We'll see what happens in a couple of weeks when they take on the Eagles. We shall see what happens in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
We shall see. Surfer, are you still with us, sir? Nah, he might still be on the phone. You guys can call in and talk about the game. Two games of this afternoon, this evening. First game, Patriots defeat the Jaguars 24-20 to go lock in their ticket to the big game from the AFC. Then from the NFC, we had a big shock. The Philadelphia Eagles defeat the Minnesota Vikings 38-7 to punch their ticket to the big game.
Anybody check on Phil?
Rip out. I'm about to throw him a shout out. Shout out to Phil Ray, my brother from another mother. I feel your pain, man. I felt it last week. So I'm feeling where you're coming from now, man. And, you know, shouts out to you, man. Shouts out to you. It'll get better. It'll get better. But he's not a Tom Brady fan either. So.
Nah, dog.
And programming reminder, no sports report tomorrow night. Rant EM Radio, Rant EM Radio will be celebrating the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw tomorrow night. So no sports report tomorrow. We'll be back 11:15 p.m. that following Monday. So just wanted to get that out there as well. It is 9:53. Who is still blowing on my Facebook? Yeah, man. This whole NFL season's been weird, but...
Oh, you know, there's been a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
I don't trust, and I'm going to tell you right now, and this Super Bowl coming in, I know he played well today. I know he played well. He played excellent today. I still don't trust Nick Foles. Don't trust Nick Foles going into this Super Bowl. But he has 2 weeks to prepare, so we'll see if he can have another performance as he did tonight. We shall definitely see if he can repeat his performance on tonight. Waiting on Surfer to get back. Sort of kind of wrap things up here. Tony C. Eli is still undefeated against Brady. This is true.
Maybe this year the Patriots ain't gonna have the Eagles calls like they had that one year when
we don't need the calls. We got Nick Foles. You know what? See, this is how we're gonna win. See, we got double agents on the Eagles team.
Oh Lord.
We got Chris Long.
Right.
We got the Garrett Blunt. Still working for us.
Oh Lord.
Look at it. They advertising the championship Eagles. That's the only hat and shirt y'all gonna be able to wear, so everybody else wearing Eagles Super Bowl shirts, they're going to be over in Uganda, but with Trump calls those countries that he don't like. So.
Wait, they're going to Uganda surfing. Uganda Knuckles going to be wearing one.
So what I missed when I was off the... what you talking about?
Tony C just chimed in through Skype. Eli is still undefeated again.
He was on air?
No, he just hit me up on Skype.
He says Eli's undefeated, huh?
Eli is undefeated against Brady. Huh? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stop hating, sir.
I'm not hating. He's hating. He's bringing up Eli Manning with the playoffs twice. Okay, yeah. He's not your Hall of Famer.
Oh, I. That's close, man.
That's close. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
That's close. That's close.
So does Jim Plunkett. He ain't in the Hall of Fame.
That's close. That's close with Eli, though, man. That's close. Not saying that I'm not an Eli Manning fan, but that's close, dude.
Oh, look at it. Somebody sent me an article saying that they was greasing the poles in, around the city. So yeah. The Eagles win. People couldn't climb up them.
Yeah. Antonio C said, don't forget about Mario Manningham.
Yeah. They made those catches and didn't have much of a career after that, did they? And it's sad that the Giants let Coughlin go, and then he was VP of a team that went to a championship game this year.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Somebody told me that they offered him an office job, and he refused it because he didn't want to deal with McAdoo, but. Wasn't McAdoo his coordinator?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah. You're right about that. Tony C just brought up David Tyree.
Mm-hmm. Whose career ended after that game.
It did. It really did. Oh, my goodness. It really did. All right. Watching the Eagles play today, that was like watching backyard football.
Yeah, man, it was very disappointing.
Just the things they did. I thought that Vikings D was going to show up.
I don't know what happened, man.
The Vikings, they was playing with house money. They won a game they shouldn't have probably won last week.
Yeah. I know Xavier Woods being out didn't help them at all. because the minute Xavier Woods went out the game, that's that play.
There's something wrong with your end where you sound clear, but then every few syllables sound electronic.
Sort of kind of breaking in and out?
No, there's like a slight echo at times and an electronic voice at times.
But it's kind of funny that the minute Xavier Woods go out the game, that's when old boy Alshon Jeffery catches that long touchdown.
That's what happens in a game of attrition like football. You weren't paying attention to the Jacksonville players that went out the game hurt on defense. But it happened. And I watched two guys on that defensive line go out in a row. Two plays in a row. You think that didn't make a difference in the game?
I know I saw one go out. And that was before that touchdown got scored.
Yeah, but it was a guy got hurt before him.
Okay.
And then that knee to the back of that one guy,
Yeah.
It didn't look like it hurt when you watch it in real time. When you watch that slow motion, you see that knee hit up against that back. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I felt it myself. I'm walking over bent over now.
He felt that live, and he felt that in live and living color. But mm-hmm. what's Tony C typing me now? Let's see.
Why is Tony C not on the air like he's supposed to? Isn't he a co-host for this show? I mean, not this particular show, but this brand of show.
Yes.
So where's he at? Why is he hiding?
I don't know. I'm gonna mm-hmm. type him right now. See, you want him to call in?
Talking crap.
I'm texting him right now.
Yes, he's feeling the pain of watching the Eagles make it too.
Yeah.
When the Cowboys were supposed to have been there.
I don't know if you could have said that, though. I mean, that was a tough schedule the Cowboys had to go through.
Doesn't matter.
And you would have had everything go. And they would have
to do it. The schedule wasn't tough.
Yes, it was. That's the yes, it was. And you had to be.
They played like 5 or 6 games on the road at one point.
But you had to be damn well near perfectly healthy to get through that schedule. And you know good and damn well that Cowboys team was fractured this year.
Not to mention, you know, they had to play in Mexico where all the rapists and the murderers come
see,
from.
See?
See, we ain't even trying to bring that into the night, sir. You're not going to sit here and try to hijack this show with shenanigans, right?
Oh, my goodness. But with the loss of Zeke and with that defense...
He should have took his suspension early in the season. They could have salvaged it.
Now, I agree with that. I agree with that, but that was still a tough schedule regardless, man.
Who's he thinking? Tom Brady? Thinking he can fight suspensions? The boy was a rookie going into his second season. He needs to shut up and take his place. Look at it. Fireworks out in the street. These people blocking the road. I can't even go outside now. It's just acting the fools out there on TV.
Tony C said he can't call me because he's helping his wife getting her wisdom tooth removed. But he says even if the Patriots win, they still have lost to Jay Cutler.
Wife's getting her wisdom teeth removed?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
They're the dentist.
I don't know. I'm helping my cuz.
I mean, he's doing the string and door method.
I'm helping my cuz. Her wisdom tooth was removed. But even if the Patriots win, they still will have lost to Jay Cutler.
I'm gonna hop off, guys. I gotta get a real run in the morning. Right, I just want to call in.
I don't understand why bringing up Jay Cutler means anything.
all right, dude. Appreciate you, man. We're about to wrap things up, dude. Appreciate you, man.
All right,
now. I don't know either, but you know, y'all did lose to Jay Cutler. That is true. That was a Monday night game, but that was one game. That was a game you didn't have Gronk. So.
Look, New England usually loses in Miami in December. Okay, so I saw that coming. With or without Gronk, it was going to happen. It did.
Cause you normally split with the Dolphins or the Jets.
No. The losses to those teams, it's always situational. Buffalo can get a win against us in September.
Right.
Miami can get a win against us in December in Miami.
Okay.
The Jets, you know, depends. They're not butt fumbling, and you know, they get lucky, they get a win. And then, what's the other team? No, it was Jets. Yeah, okay. So. Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Final scores. Today's conference games. New England over Jacksonville, 24-20. And the Philadelphia Eagles over the Minnesota Vikings, 38-7. Leads us into the Super Bowl. And we will be having Super Bowl coverage right here on Rant EM Radio. Yep. Yeah, for Super Bowl 52 right here on Rant EM Radio. Me and Surfer will be hosting. So definitely please check us out. Don't forget about our Super Bowl coverage. Go ahead.
4 p.m.
Yep.
February 4th.
Yep. I got that whole day off. So I will be primed and I will be ready to hopefully see some good football. I am hoping it's not a blowout.
We're kind of old to blow out, so.
I think we are. Cause
Super Bowls are better off without blowouts.
Yeah.
I'm watching the local news. And it's just, people just out in the streets. They need to go home. It's not safe out there. It's not warm. Just blocking streets. Look like they're pulling down power lines or something. All downtown Broad Street.
Oh, my goodness. Again, Phil, shout out to Phil Ray.
This is why the Eagles don't win, because they get a little too excited too soon. Mm. See, you should wait till after the Super Bowl before you start doing this kind of stuff.
Mm. Shout out to
you. You got to walk around with Billy Penn statues with an Eagles jersey on. and all the skylines with eagle green.
Eagle green. All right. Again, shout out to Phil Ray, man, brother from another mother. I feel you.
Phil, coming to the town next weekend.
I feel you, Phil. I feel you, man. I feel your pain.
Why didn't he call in? How come people don't call in when Terry had the team won? They had been the first ones on the phone. The team lost, now they in the funk. But I ain't gonna lie to y'all. My team losing 2 weeks, I'm canceling the post show. Not doing it. I'm blowing up right in. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go on the air so I can tie up the feed so no one else can go on the air and host a post show.
That sounds like something you would actually do, Surfer. I think you would actually do that.
It's either win or screw everybody else.
Win or screw you guys. I'm going home. There you go.
Take my ball and go home.
All right, you guys. I want to say thank you for joining us.
Oh, look at them. They parading up and down the street like it's the Macy's Day Parade. It's ridiculous. You can be happy that they go to the Super Bowl, but what are you doing out like this? Unless they all came from the link and walked up Broad Street, that is possible. But now all the cars are still down there. They have to go back and get the cars.
Yep. They sure do. All right, guys. I want to say a quick thank you to everybody joining us on the feed. Everybody who's going to be downloading this. I want to say thank you to all you guys. It's been a big day. Been a great day. Brother got to go to work tomorrow. So I hope everyone has a good night. Again, scores to lead you out. New England defeats Jacksonville 24-20. Punching their ticket to Super Bowl 52. Philadelphia defeats Minnesota 38-7 to cash in their ticket to Super Bowl 52. So we shall see what goes on in the next coming weeks, coming months. The Sports Report will be your place to keep track of.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe Minnesota can catch a ride with the Eagles going back home.
See, that's just wrong. That's just wrong, Surfer. Oh my goodness, that's just so wrong. Hey, y'all beat us, but can we run on your bus to go home? That would be so nice of Philly, but they ain't gonna do it. Oh my goodness, they will not do it. Super Bowl 52, Rant and Radio.
Now she can get herself an Eagles. She's not even in the football.
Who?
A lady friend.
Oh. Okay. Now she can get an Eagles jersey.
That's gonna be a tense 2 weeks. She walking around with an Eagles jersey. She know I'm a Patriots fan.
That's gonna bring up conflict.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna make her pay. I'm not gonna give her any loving. So.
No loving. Oh my goodness.
You know, I can hold it back. Oh, and before you go, did you get your Black Panther tickets yet?
No, not yet.
Let me see, you're not black enough.
You know how I do a Surfer, and I told you how I did it so many times.
You're supposed to have your tickets by now. I got my tickets.
I don't go to the theater.
No. This one you got to go to the theater for.
I watch it at home for free.
No, not this one.
Surfer, I got 3 kids, man.
You got to take them too, then.
I got one in college, and I got 2 more in the third grade.
Get the college one. She go see, he or she can see it all. Mm-hmm. Kids you got at home, take them too.
Okay.
This is important. You know, hey, don't worry about the rent. Go see Black Panther.
Y'all better enjoy this movie, because we ain't got a place to live when it's done. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's go ahead and get out of here for the night, guys. Gave you a good hour and 10 minutes. Hope you enjoyed the show. Final scores. One more time to cap it off. New England 24-20, hitting the Super Bowl 52. Philadelphia 38-7 over Minnesota to cash their ticket in the Super Bowl 52. Rant and Radio and the Sports Report will be your place to be for everything NFL, anything going on with Super Bowl, as well as the rest of your sports talk. For Surfer and myself, we're out of here. We'll see you guys later. Take care.